Just fancy, when I asked him how he intended to earn his bread, he desired to learn what shivering meant. "Oh, if that be all," answered the sexton, "he can learn that soon enough with me. Just send him to my place, and I will soon teach him." The father was very glad, because he thought that it would do the boy good. So the sexton took him home to ring the bells. About 2 days afterward, he called him up at midnight to go into the church tower to toll the bell. "You shall soon learn what shivering means," thought the sexton. And getting up, he went out too. As soon as the boy reached the belfry and turned himself round to seize the rope, he saw upon the stairs, near the sounding hole, a white figure. "Who's there?" he called out. But the figure gave no answer, and neither stirred nor spoke. "Answer," said the boy, "or make haste off. You have no business here tonight." But the sexton did not stir, so that the boy might think it was a ghost. The boy called out a second time, "What are you doing here? Speak, if you are an honest fellow, or else I will throw you downstairs." The sexton said to himself, "That is not a bad thought," but he remained quiet as if he were